Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of 929, a podcast from Fiverr.com, the show where I have a conversation with a leader in their field in just 9 minutes and 29 seconds. On this week's episode, I'm speaking with a person who has led the pack in many fields. It's the Premier League footballer and founder of the turmeric company, Thomas Robson-Kanu, also known as Hal.
Lifting the European Championships with Wales, that's always been a dream of mine as a kid.
Thomas has cited turmeric for saving his career and allowing him to play at the top level of football for so long.
From 17 years of age, I had these turmeric shots on a daily basis throughout my career.
I'm more than excited to share this amazing conversation with a one-of-a-kind athlete. So let's get on with the episode. Welcome to the show, Thomas Robson-Kanu. So Thomas Robson-Kanu, tell us, what is the lesson you wish to impart on our listeners today?
Yeah, I'd say the biggest lesson that I'd want to impart is that just to follow your passion. I think it's really important that whatever you're doing, you want to, you know, have a high level of passion about and be extremely motivated to, you know, to persevere with it. The reason why I say that is because, you know, with every journey, you're always going to face challenges. And if you're not passionate about the journey that you're on, then, you know, overcoming those challenges can become difficult. And that's the biggest, indicator for any level of success that you can have is how well you can overcome challenges.
I mean, and this sense of following your passions and having that determination is transcended your life, basically. So not only are you an international footballer, but now you've got a new venture. Tell us more about this new venture.
Yeah, so we launched the Turmeric Co. in 2018, and essentially it's a range of highly functional, very powerful turmeric-based shots, which consumers throughout the UK can obviously enjoy and add to their daily routine in a very convenient fashion. The health benefits of turmeric, for me personally, were dramatic. They allowed me to have the career that I've had and allowed me to stay at an optimal level of health from the period of injuries that I had as a teenager, right the way through to having a successful career in one of the most competitive sports in the world. So we're now distributing to tens of thousands of people on a daily basis, and it's an exciting time.
The person who would be most proud of the fact that you're doing this with turmeric shots is my mum, because my mum used to feed me turmeric growing up all the time.
Yeah.
Anytime I fell ill, I'd have turmeric milk. And to be honest, I didn't really like it very much. It tasted quite, I'll be honest, rank.
Yeah, that was a big thing for me. I began having these as a 17-year-old, and I was probably, quite fussy. It was my father who was, developed the blend, and a lot of the work went into making it palatable, really just for me. But the benefit of that now is that we're able to pass this this incredible blend and product range, to people in all different walks of life now. And it's really having an impact on, not only elite athletes, we supply some of the top Premier League teams in the world, but also on people, leading everyday lives, whether that's, older people, younger people through education or, and for me and the team, it's great to see.
At which point did you begin to think, hey, this is something that's really working for me. I want to do a business. I want to turn this into a business. How did that happen?
Yeah, so as I said, from 17 years of age, I had these turmeric shots on a daily basis throughout my career. And it was in 2016, so when I was around 27, so a decade later, where I saw a turmeric shot on a shelf in Harrods. And I was like, you know, amazing. Finally, they've, you know, they've made these shots available, you know, to people. And I've been having, you know, a turmeric blend at home for over a decade. So I know the value in it. And so I bought the turmeric products off the shelf, took them home to my family, and we drank them. And we nearly spat. In fact, we did, because it was so inferior to what we had been using at home. Yeah, and you know, it was made of apple juice, as an example, which is a cheap filler and high in sugar, and it was also made with turmeric powder. So it's not using the raw turmeric root in a bioavailable blend with other potent ingredients. And so it was that realization, really, where we were just like, you know, we kind of have a responsibility to bring this to people in all walks of life.
And is it true that your manager at West Brom, Slaven Bilic, has got involved as well?
Yes, yeah, he uses them on a daily basis. He also gives them to his kids too. West Brom have been buying the shots for over a year now. So all of the players use them regularly. So it's obviously great to see.
In terms of following this new passion of yours, you know, because becoming a professional footballer, and certainly at the level that you got to, it's an all-consuming, as you know, an all-consuming career. To make the shift into business, were you apprehensive? What were your feelings?
To be honest, I would say from a physical perspective, football is very demanding. So you have to be at an optimal level of physical condition, you know, almost all of the time. But from a mental perspective, I found that, you know, setting up the business and you know, managing the business, it's been very... you know, in terms of mentally stimulating, it's had a really positive impact, and it sort of allows me to, you know, to both physically push myself and mentally push myself too. You know, I've got a lot of teammates who would, you know, traditionally go home and play FIFA from 1 p.m. till sort of 1 a.m. So whereas I'll just sort of go home and, you know, process emails and, you know, sit on team calls and work with the team.
Is it something that you see a lot in changing rooms, where footballers start thinking about their careers after football? Because, you know, a lot of you retire between the ages of 30 and 35, unless you're Buffon, which is ridiculous. Do you think that that's something that happens a lot?
Football generally is a relatively short career in terms of, you know, other industries. As you said, you know, having a career from 20 to 35, whereas, you know, a doctor or surgeon would have a career from, you know, 25 to 60. So in that aspect, I think that there are a lot of footballers who you know, prepare for what they're going to do post-playing. So whether that's coaching, going into management, or whether it's into, you know, other industries, other businesses. And I know a lot of players who have done similar.
What's next for the Turmeric Company?
Expanding our reach, you know, helping more and more people, supplying more and more people with the range, and beginning to educate as many people as possible around the impact of natural nutrition.
Would you say that this is now the beginning of Thomas Robson Kanu, the kind of the business empire?
I really don't know. I think my mentality is taking one day at a time, and taking one step at a time, really. And I think there's enough work and enough things to accomplish in today, which I can keep my focus on.
Would you rather lift, say, the European Championship with Wales, or list one of your businesses on the London Stock Exchange?
I would say lifting the European Championships with Wales, because that's always been a dream of mine as a kid. And once I do that, I'll still have time after I've finished playing to list the business.
What brilliant mentality that is. I think that just showcases you being a footballer, having that mentality. How can someone who's listening to that think, I want to learn that? I want to learn how everything can be possible for me. Is that something you can learn, or is it just within you?
100% is something which you can learn. And a good step to take is focusing on the small wins. So, you know, getting out of bed in the morning is a win. You know, making yourself breakfast, a healthy meal, is a win. You know, having that first meeting of the day and, you know, accomplishing what you wanted to accomplish is a win. And I think when you get into that mentality, that's when you can begin to build momentum, and you begin to build momentum around you as well. So that's what I would advise.
Thomas Robson Kanu, thank you so much for your time, especially while you're driving. So that's Real multitasking there.
Yeah, I'm in the car, but I should know that I'm not driving.
All right, well, safe journey. Hope you get to wherever you get to.
Cheers. Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Well, that's the final whistle blown on a fascinating chat with a fascinating footballer and business leader. Thanks to Thomas for joining me on the podcast, and thank you all for listening. I'll be back next week with another insightful interview for your listening pleasure. 929 is a Fiverr podcast. Remember to subscribe and rate the show on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.